This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berger. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia in a calibrated response to recent rocket attacks against U.S. targets in Iraq. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control point used by a number of Iranian-backed militant groups, including Kataib Hezbollah and Kataib Saeed al-Shuhada. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday had his first phone call as president with Saudi King Salman, promising he would work for bilateral ties as strong and transparent as possible, the White House said. The call came ahead of the expected release of a sensitive U.S. intelligence report on the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there will be future conversations about how the United States will respond to the intelligence report into Khashoggi's murder.
I expect that we will be in a position before long to speak to steps to promote accountability going forward for this horrific crime.
The report is a declassified version of a top secret assessment that sources say singles out the 85-year-old king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, for approving the murder of Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden on Thursday celebrated 50 million COVID-19 vaccines administered since he took office, saying the rollout is weeks ahead of schedule, but warning Americans not to become complacent. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says America is halfway to his goal of administering 100 million vaccine shots in his first 100 days.
50 million shots.
Saying that's weeks ahead of schedule on just his 37th day in office.
This is not a victory lap. Everything is not fixed.
As virus variants spread, virus cases could go back up. And this is not the time for Americans to relax. The president says they need to keep washing hands and keeping their distance.
And for God's sake, wear a mask.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has loosened some of the controls on the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Food and Drug Administration will now allow shipments of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine at standard freezer temperatures. Until now, ultra-cold temperatures from minus 76 degrees to minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit were required for shipments and storage of the frozen Pfizer vaccine vials. The FDA says it has reviewed new data from New York-based Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Based on the new information, the FDA says the Pfizer vaccine can now be transported and stored for up to 2 weeks at temperatures of freezers commonly found in pharmacies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pakistan and India pledged Thursday to halt cross-border firing in the disputed region of Kashmir, promising to adhere to a 2003 accord that has largely been ignored. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The joint statement said both sides agreed for strict observance of all agreements, understandings, and cease firing along the line of control and all other sectors with effect from midnight 24th, 25th of February 2021. The return to a truce was settled by the two armies' director generals of military operations. There has been a significant increase in ceasefire violations since 2014, leading to nearly 300 civilian fatalities, according to a source in Pakistan's military. Since the start of the year, India has counted 591 violations by Pakistan.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Stocks took a beating on Wall Street on Thursday. The Dow dropped 1.75%. The S&P fell by 2.45%. The NASDAQ plummeted 3.52%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.